Carlos Mateos Jr., whose family owns 21 stores near Washington, D.C., says Easterbrook's modernization has succeeded in attracting new customers to his restaurants. But revamping everything simultaneously was a burden. About a quarter of his franchises still need to be remodeled. There's training that's involved. We have to get the employees ready for it. Mobile order and pay and Uber Eats and kiosks. All these different things are happening at the same time, and it really took a toll on us. Adding an Uber Eats counter for delivery, touchscreen kiosks, modern furniture, and power outlets to charge mobile phones means franchisees incur additional costs from $160,000 to $750,000 per restaurant, McDonald's has said. Blake Casper, a Tampa-based franchisee who operates more than 60 McDonald's and founded the National Owners Association last fall to resist Easterbrook's amelioration plan, would theoretically have to fork over at least $5 million to make the CEO's dream a reality. "I would like to make the kitchen as stress-free as it possibly can be," says Eli Asfaw, who operates 7 franchises in the Denver area. For a start, scaling back rollouts mandated by the company, such as all-day breakfast, would make it easier for us to keep people and make our people happy. Asfaw also says the remodeling plan has heaped pressures on owners, from financial headwinds to the tight window in which the company wants the upgrades to be completed.